Petition for Brian Smith, S-M-Y-T-H-E, July 15, 64, address as a letter, Dr. Holmes, 463-1713. Dear Dr. Holmes, follow-up for Mr. Smith, acute kidney injury secondary to iatrogenic hypercalcemia, was on dialysis, recovered kidney function, has, however, stage 4 renal failure. Last visit in August, significant weight gain, needs to follow in a diet, not being able to exercise, denies any nausea, vomiting, bowel, urinary problems. Within the last few days, there was diarrhea, lasted for less than 12 hours, resolved, no bleeding. There was no associated fever, has received the flu vaccine, denies any chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, has quit smoking. The only medications include Norvasc and Prilosec. Doesn't check blood pressure at home, apparently in the office okay. Early today was in the 130 over 70. I got 122.98 on the right, and repeat 150 over 100. Large calf, no. Large with extreme effusion, no carotid bruise, JBD, no recent pericardial wrap, overweight, no ascites, and no edema, IV fistula open on the left wrist. Creatinine 3.3, September. In December, it's actually improved for a GFR of 25. There has been a normal sodium potassium, no major acid-base calcium phosphorus abnormalities, mild degree of anemia, no activity in the urine for blood clotting or cells or albumin. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Stage 4 renal failure from prior acute kidney injury in relation to iatrogenic hypercalcemia, off dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, no volume overload, blood pressure is high, maybe a component of white coat hypertension. We discussed about weight reduction, physical activity, diet, check blood pressure at home. For the time being, same blood pressure medicines, but we will have to keep an eye on that. Might need to add a second agent. Blood test every 3 months, plan to see him back in about 4 months.